Making Contact receives almost all of our support from listeners like you. Please log on to radioproject.org to make a tax-deductible donation and support our work. Thanks and enjoy.
At this farmer's market in the foggy southern tip of San Francisco, a girl band entertains the lunch crowd, while vendors sell everything from heirloom tomatoes to ethnic food. One booth has a line of customers for pulled pork sandwiches and tacos.
Folks, have any questions on the menu there?
That's Dante Ball. He prepares the pulled pork in a three-day braising and smoking process. He's a San Francisco native who grew up on farmer's market food. Several years ago, at the age of 19, he ventured onto the streets with his sandwiches.
I sold two sandwiches, and like 3 minutes later, I had a line like outside, and the local bar owner was like, hey, when you coming back?
You gotta have the sandwich with the slaw, man. It takes it to the next level.
At the same time, Ball continued to work at restaurants, honing his cooking skills. He took the leap to start Good Foods Catering in May 2009, right before the engines of financial lending had ground to a halt.
I have so much creativity and so many ideas that they need to be pushed out and people need to have them. So I was like, I'm definitely going to go the business route. Recession to me means opportunity. It means opportunity for smaller micro purveyors.
Amidst the bustle of activity here on a Sunday morning, you wouldn't know that the country has been in a recession with almost 7.5 million jobs lost. While unemployment ranks have swelled, some have turned to generating income on their own by starting small businesses that may or may not be on the radar. California is the leading state in microenterprise, businesses employing less than 5 people. Defying the naysayers, entrepreneurs like Ball have persisted despite the tide of bad economic news. Robin Fountain is program coordinator at Renaissance Entrepreneurship Center, where she has coached Ball in managing his business.
That sort of mobile aspect of his business has enabled him to be successful in this economy where it doesn't sort of work very well to open up your own brick and mortar business at the time.
Ball needed a formal office for meetings as well as help with bookkeeping. That's where Renaissance provided the resources. Since launching his catering business, Ball has had to obtain permits for each of the 4 farmers markets where he operates and comply with city ordinances and laws for handling food. Fountain works with residents of Bayview Hunters Point, a community of mostly African American and low-income folks. Lots of people here don't have access to credit or lack the credit scores and business experience required for a traditional bank loan. While Dante Ball might be a born businessman, Fountain says many people have turned to entrepreneurship since the downturn in the economy. In the last 2 years, she's seen a doubling in the number of clients served by Renaissance.
One of the things that's happening in this recession is that large banks are not lending credit anymore, which I think it seems like it's disproportionately affecting small business owners. And one of the things we do is sort of help business owners identify where they need access to credit and sort of create relationships with them and bankers and specifically community development lenders, because that's a big piece.
And I signed up for the workshop starting next week. Okay. So, yeah. Okay.
On a sunny Thursday, Fountain meets with Tamika Edwards, a new client with plans to grow her online crafting supplies business. She hands Fountain a business plan.
So basically, the reason why I wanted to come in today is just wanted to get your feedback on my plan and
Okay. So tell me about your business, business idea or your business, the existing business.
Right now,
Tamika Edwards is a Bayview native with a wealth of business ideas, but not much access to capital. When she lost her job at a large crafting supply store, Edwards decided to start her own online venture. She's considering a microloan for the $30,000 she needs to build inventory and grow her business. Edwards says the support from Renaissance will help take her business to the next level.
It takes a village. Like, you can't do anything by yourself. I feel you need support. So I'm really happy that there's opportunities like this, not only in San Francisco, but in the Bayview.
Bayview residents like Edwards and Ball have defied the challenges afflicting their neighbors in a community that has been marginalized, according to Robin Fountain.
if you don't have education or you've been to prison, it's like nearly impossible to have access to formal employment, specifically the kind of formal employment that would enable you to support a family. And so a lot of the time, entrepreneurship is the only way for people to sort of lift themselves out of poverty.
Small businesses are vital for generating employment in the community. Renaissance Entrepreneurship Center found that, on average, 3 jobs were created by each business they assisted, in addition to full-time employment for the owner. Nonprofits aren't the only ones trying to give a leg up to small business owners in this economy. Through the Small Business Association, or SBA, the federal government offers ARC loans as part of the stimulus dollars to business owners in trouble. But Fountain says the program hasn't been as attainable as her clients think.
Clients come in and they say, oh my gosh, the Obama administration is giving thousands of dollars to business owners. And it's like, not really. Just the way that that's worked is the SBA decided these things are so special that we have these ridiculous requirements that nobody can meet. So sort of nobody really has access to those ARC loans, unfortunately.
While the ARC loans are modest, microenterprises don't usually meet the criteria. Small businesses seeking ARC loans must have posted profits and then suffered a setback. While Renaissance provides support and resources for startups, they don't provide capital. They refer out to microlenders, known as Community Development Financial Institutions, or CDFIs. Eric Weaver, CEO of Opportunity Fund, heads up one of the leading CDFIs in the U.S. He started Opportunity Fund in 1992 when the Clinton administration began to enforce a law encouraging banks to make loans in redlined communities. Weaver saw a chance to reach out to the underserved. That's why, as a microlender, they take character into account, not just a credit score.
In general, you're going to find often a reluctance to engage with traditional financial institutions, which could have to do with immigration status, it could have to do with language barriers, it could have to do with past experience that have been humiliating. So we want to provide opportunity to people who deserve it and haven't had it, and we think that's wrong.
Since the economic crisis put a freeze on credit, even bankable entrepreneurs have been denied loans. In 2009, Kiva, a key player in microlending abroad, started supporting small businesses in the U.S. They partnered with Opportunity Fund and another CDFI, Acción USA.
We didn't know anything about international microfinance, but we just started doing it, and we had the same experience that people had had overseas. You know, the money got paid back, and by and large, I mean, about a 90% repayment rate, and people's lives improved.
Many of the businesses financed by Opportunity Fund provide basic services to their communities. They're truckers, house cleaners, and caterers, providers of health care and child care. It's not the sexy high-tech industry associated with the San Francisco Bay Area, but these businesses play a vital role.
You can't have engineers, you know, inventing new software or faster chips if they don't have a place for their children to go while they work.
Weaver says these businesses are the backbone of the economy, and their backers, such as Opportunity Fund, are scaling up their microlending to meet the increased demand. Dante Ball recalls President Obama's focus on small business in his speeches.
He talked about small business owners and how if the country was to get out of a recession and turn around, it's up to us to really push that. And you know, this country is founded on small business.
It's risky to start a small business in these times, and not everyone will see their business grow as Ball has. And yet, the support for microenterprise that we're seeing on the local level has tremendous impacts on the health of the U.S. economy as a whole. For Making Contact, I'm Lee Miao Levitt.